Selena, it's Ruben. How are you doing?
Hey, Ruben.
Hi. So I've got everything moving forward to get this wrapped up. So the last step of the transaction is Richard just sending me the updated invoice with today's date. My funding department is going to give you a call probably first thing tomorrow morning just to confirm all the numbers and then release the payment to the vendor. One thing I need is the tax ID number for your new business because I don't have it. What is your tax ID number, please?
51.
Take your time.
It's 47.
Okay.
514-6277.
I'm going to read that back to you. 47514-6277, correct?
Correct.
Cool. So tomorrow morning, they're going to give you a call. They're going to verify the terms and release the payment just for reference. And you it's going to be on a recorded call, so you can feel free to ask them any questions you want. They're just going to confirm your social and your monthly payment. I believe your billing cycle is the first, which means since the billing cycle is the first, tomorrow would be August 9th. So you would have less than a full payment for the rest of August, and since you've already put that first payment down, that would cover the rest of September. So you'd have a small interim rent that would cover the rest of August, and then then the second full payment would be due September. But you can confirm with them on the phone call. The company should be calling you either from a Florida area code, a Nebraska area code, or a 1-800 number. If they leave you a message, that's fine. You can always give them a call back, okay?
Okay.
So I'll get 47514-6277, correct?
Correct.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Rebecca.
I'll be following up with you shortly, okay, to make sure the trust fund gets their funds.
Okay.
Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Bye.